A Judgment in Stone by Ruth Rendell. Read by Carol Heyman. Chapter 1. Eunice Parchman killed the Coverdale family because she could not read or write. There was no real motive and no premeditation. No money was gained and no security. As a result of her crime, Eunice Parchman's disability was made known not to a mere family or a handful of villagers, but to a whole country. She accomplished nothing by it but disaster for herself. And all along, somewhere in her strange mind, she knew it would accomplish nothing. And yet, although her companion and partner was mad, Eunice was not. She had the awful practical sanity of the atavistic ape, disguised as 20th-century woman. Literacy is one of the cornerstones of civilization. To be illiterate is to be deformed, and the derision that was once directed at the physical freak may, perhaps more justly, descend upon the illiterate. If he or she can live a cautious life among the uneducated, all may be well. For in the country of the purblind, the eyeless is not rejected. It was unfortunate for Eunice Parchman, and for them, that the people who employed her, and in whose home she lived for 9 months, were peculiarly literate. Had they been a family of Philistines, they might be alive today, and Eunice free in her mysterious dark freedom of sensation and instinct and blank absence of the printed word. The family belonged to the upper middle class, and they lived a conventional upper middle class life in a country house. George Coverdale had a degree in philosophy.